Good afternoon, the news from West Yorkshire Radio with me, Michael Glavin. It's 4:30 and the top stories this afternoon. The UK's economy has fallen into a double-dip recession for the first time since 1975. Bradford MP George Galloway has received threats of serious harm, police have confirmed. Culture Secretary Jeremy Hunt announced today that his special adviser Adam Smith has resigned due to allegations he was backing News Corp BSkyB takeover. Figures released today show the UK economy is officially back in the grips of a double-dip recession. According to the Office of National Statistics, the economy has shrunk by 0.3% since last quarter of 2011. The news caused uproar in Parliament today, with opposition leader Ed Miliband describing the Prime Minister's handling of the situation as catastrophic.
Over the last 18 months, since his catastrophic spending review, our economy has shrunk. And this is now a slower recovery from recession, even than the 1930s.
Economic recovery was one of the key aspects of the general election in 2009. But today, David Cameron was forced to face up to the tough question of why the UK has slipped back into recession. The PM called the figures disappointing.
These are very, very disappointing figures. I don't seek to excuse them. I don't seek to try and explain them away. And let me be absolutely clear, there is no complacency at all in this government in dealing with what is a very tough situation that, frankly, has just got tougher.
A double-dip recession has been everyone's biggest fear since 2009, but how will this affect the general public? On the streets of Leeds, people are concerned about the impact this will have on their lives.
Well, at the moment I'm unemployed, so prices of everything will go up. People struggle anyway, but it won't make life any easier. It makes it a bit harder.
We've got David Cameron. What do you expect?
I was quite surprised we actually were officially out of a recession before, to be honest.
But how will another recession affect Britain? Mike Smith, Senior Lecturer on Economics and International Business at Leeds Metropolitan University, says today's news comes as no surprise.
I don't think we're in any way unusual in the fact that we're faced with a double-dip recession. It's not particularly surprising. Of course, a lot depends on how you define these things. There are major recessions and minor recessions, and I think in the 1930s, for example, the recessions were much more prolonged and deep than what we're currently talking about. So, yes, of course, we should be worried about it and concerned about it. People's livelihoods are at stake and so on and so forth, but one has to remain positive and one hopes that our politicians remain the same way, positive about it, and try to find solutions.